While in the back of a police car with its lights and sirens on, knowing he was arrested for a bogus Russian Interpol red notice, he had an idea.
When I was in the back of the police car, they still hadn't taken away my phone. I actually took a picture and tweeted that out.
From Browder's point of view, that may have saved his life.
And then shortly after that, my lawyer called me up.
And his captors did not like that.
And that's when they learned that I still had my phone. They pulled over the car. They then patted me down, took my phone away.
Then they got back in and started driving again, arriving at a place that he didn't recognize.
And it wasn't in front of a police station. And they told me to get out of the car. And I was very confused. And they said, medical exam. These guys didn't speak English very well. And I said, no medical exam. And I said, I want to speak to my lawyer. They said, no lawyer. And we had this standoff. And I was thinking to myself, there's no way I'm going to go into that building with these guys who claim they're cops for a, quote, medical exam. Because next thing I know, I'm injected with something. And I wake up in a floor of a cell in Moscow.
For whatever reason, the people who had taken him into custody changed their minds and took him to a legitimate police station.
And finally, when we come to the real police station, that's when I calmed down.
Strange men came to the door of his hotel, took him away on a fake Interpol red notice, convincing him they were a Russian hit squad after him because of all the work he's done in Washington to punish Moscow for corruption and killing. Ironically, another man in another hotel room in Washington didn't fare as well. That's the voice of Mikhail Lessin, a former close advisor to President Vladimir Putin in Russia. He was also the co-founder of Russia Today, Russia's answer to the BBC and CNN. Notorious for his heavy drinking, he was found dead in his hotel room in DuPont Circle, November 5th, 2015. The chief medical examiner of the District of Columbia initially said his manner of death was undetermined, but then it was changed to accident with acute ethanol intoxication as a contributory cause of death. The other contributing factor? Blunt force trauma. Injuries to the neck, torso, upper extremities, lower extremities, which were, according to the report, induced by falling. We went to investigate the scene where it took place and took along with us Robert Bayer, former CIA covert operative with deep experience in all things Russia. And it didn't add up for him.
In life, I mean, you can fall down and hit your head and die, but It seems more complicated than that because everything that I've heard about is that he had multiple injuries all over his body. It doesn't fit any experience I've had of hard drinking and people who have died of it.
We've continued to ask questions about Lessin's death, but have gotten no answers. We contacted the FBI. They referred us to the Metropolitan Police. We contacted the Justice Department. They also referred us to the Metropolitan Police. The Metropolitan Police referred us to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The U.S. Attorney's Office said their statement still stands, which is he died of acute alcohol poisoning with blunt force trauma. The bottom line for Robert Bayer and many other current and former intelligence and law enforcement officers: the death is suspicious, and on the face of it, it links right back to Moscow, which leads Bayer to say,
clearly, there are no barriers that Vladimir Putin has in front of him that would stop him from committing an assassination in the United States.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.